Thank you, sir. The recordings have now been begun.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Glenn, would you please do a roll?
Yes, certainly. We've got Margie Millam, Registrar Constituency. Jeff Mike Rodenbach, Business Constituency. Jeff Newman, Registry Constituency. From staff, we have Olaf Nordling and Patrick Jones. We have Christina Rosette from the IPC, Greg Ruth, ISP, Nick Ashton Hart, sorry, also staff, and Jason Frakes, Registrar Constituency.
Great. So if I'm not mistaken, we have somebody from all the constituencies except Danny from the NCUC?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I was really intending to basically go through the action items from last week and see where we're at and get an update from Olaf on the stats that have come through, and then talk through the straw man report, see if anybody on the call has had a chance to review that and has any comments on it before I start doing some drafting later this week. Does anybody have any other items that they would like to discuss today? Okay. Then looking back at Olaf's message from the call last time, I should also say that I'm updating my statement of interest. I have left full-time employment at Yahoo as of last Friday, and am working out a relationship with them, it looks like. But in any event, my company, Rodenbaugh LLC, is now in the business constituency, and I'm representing myself.
Excuse me, Mike, would you please also send that to the list?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm working on the text for that right now, and I hope to have it done by tomorrow's council meeting.
Thanks.
Okay. So, Olaf, the first action item point from last time, coincidentally, was the RFI results. We've now closed the big poll. Is that correct?
That's correct, and we've got a total of the gross total of 195 responses to that one. Not all responding to each question, but that's the overall total. And we've got a considerable number of text comments, as we realized during the last call. And, so we've got massive input from that side on the ICANN's email responses. We have had 23. Actually, a couple coming in because, well, it wasn't closed at the 15th, and the last one was received yesterday. eight of those actually follow the RFI structure. So what I intend to do is to try to get them post festum, so to speak, into the Big Pulse. I hope that's possible. And so we have all the straight RFI responses gathered there and summarized from that perspective. There are the remaining ones are shorter and lengthier comments, some, I would say, rather interesting, and featuring studies which are perhaps not far from what we intended to do. So those will have to be, I've summarized those, and they will be somewhere in the report under the RFI results.
Okay.
That's what I intend to do with the results is largely as follows. To give highlights of the statistical, the quantitative results, that is, the voting for the other. Of course, we have the overviews, which will be part of the annex, and also to, when it comes to the qualitative comments, to take those and bring out, the addition, the novelties, which we haven't sort of seen so far, and try to focus on those and give short highlights of those in the report itself. and then have the bulk of it, which is pretty lengthy, as an annex, because there is no way those can be reached by directly by anybody. In contrast to the email responses, which to the ICANN list, which all are possible for anybody to read, and we can actually link to that. Well, I do have a little bit of a problem with one of the questions, and I want to share that with you immediately, because one of the questions asked for identifying those who could assist and would be good at helping out with the main tasting questions. And, well, those responses which were received on the public email list at the website, that's not a problem, because they're all in the public domain, and, well, but the Big Pulse comments are not in the public domain unless we make it in the public domain, and then we enter into a little bit of, I don't know, a minefield, but I would need some advice on what to do with those, whether we can actually capture all individual names like that in a report which have been listed by the respondents to the Big Pulse, or whether we should redact that or leave it outside the official and public report. I'm okay. A bit at loss at that, I must say, but I'm inclined to not spread individual data too widely, including email addresses and all what have you.
Well, I definitely agree with that. The issue there is whether we would still disclose the names but redact the email addresses, phone numbers, and that sort of thing.
Possibly.
Olaf, it's Christina. If I'm am I understanding that the problem is that respondents have identified other individuals or organizations as having expertise?
That's precisely it.
Well, couldn't we just contact the identified individuals and organizations and say that, you know, you were identified as someone with expertise in a response to this? You know, the responses were received on an anonymous basis, so please let us know if we have your permission to identify you. And if they say no, then that's the end of it. And if they say yes...
All right.
I mean, does that seem like an easier way to do it?
That's probably a reasonable way to do it, a bit like following up on the UDRP provider's dialogue that you've had, and, well, applying the same measure, or rather saying that as long as they don't give an explicit permission, well, we won't include it.
And the responses themselves don't have any identifying information from the respondents, correct?
Some do. The association which you're involved in, what is it, in Candia or something, identifies itself in the comments, for example.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, that's all right. People do that themselves in the comments. They obviously expect those to be public, I think. I guess I remember doing the poll, it asked for your organization and for your name up front. And that information is not going to be public, is that right?
No, that's not public, or rather it's not part of the... It can be dug out by us, but it's not in the public results. And actually, the publicly available results are the results, the quantitative results of the poll itself, as you may have seen.
Yes. And then there's all the text responses that you're going to summarize.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so back to the issue about the folks that have been identified as potential sources of information. How many of those approximately do you think there are, and do you think that's reasonable to call them, as Christina suggests?
There were some, let's see, between 20 and 40.
Okay. and you're comfortable with the task of emailing all those people individually?
All, but we'll have a go at it.
Why couldn't you just, I mean, do one email, write it to yourself, and BCC everybody who's named, and then you just have to send it once?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, to the extent that they feature with email addresses.
Right.
It's, well, there are all sorts, the responses.
Okay. So that'll take care of that issue. And then when, Olaf, do you think you'll be able to have the summary results document around to the group?
And to, even if it's not in its full and complete state, I intend to see to that you have it on Monday, as promised.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. I was just, obviously you need a little bit of time. It's quite a bit of data. I was hoping to have a draft report circulated before the next call. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do that if we don't have that information until Monday, but we can at least have a draft report, absolutely. Never mind. We can do it. It'll just be, we'll just have a placeholder with whatever you have at the time.
I can provide a not-so-ready report right now, but it's sort of in the middle of trying to redact you to summarize it. So,
well, I don't think that's going to help anybody. Might as well just finish that up. And then we'll just share it with everybody early next week as part of the draft report.
I've got a question for Patrick while we're on the call, by the way. Are you on the call, Patrick?
I'm on the call. Hello?
Yes.
You're Patrick, you've seen the annex with the country code top-level domain results just assembled by me. And if you could stick to that deadline also for any further editing of that part, which you promised once upon a time. Eh?
I think I was supposed to send you a summary of the CCTLD responses.
Okay.
Right. And get that.
And then we have it as it goes right now in the annex.
Yeah, and you'll either get that late today, so it'll be too late for your time, or in the morning first thing when you come in.
All right. Any other comments or questions about the RFI responses at this point? Okay. Christina, maybe you could give a brief update on what's going on with the IPC's RFI?
Sure. As of right before the call, we had 71 responses. Responses are still coming in, but for the entire business week, there have been significant technical problems in terms ranging from things like 24-hour delays to get the confirmation email so that somebody can participate, to people getting kicked out of the poll after they hit submit. I'm assuming the guys from Big Pulse have been, you know, extraordinarily responsive, but it's frankly really been a pretty time-consuming endeavor because, you know, I'm getting contacted and forwarding them on to the Big Pulse guys who then say it's fixed, and then I go back to the respondent and blah, blah, blah. At this point, I think it's probably likely that the IPC will want to extend, you know, maybe just, you know, to the end of the day on Friday, the 21st, just to get people who have tried and had no success getting into the poll to participate, and kind of that's where that stands. We started some validation, but again, you know, we're not going to validate everybody's answers. We'll just kind of randomly pick, you know, probably like every fifth one or fourth one, depending upon how many we ultimately end up with. And I'll probably be touching base with you and Kieran offline later to make sure that I understand how to do everything. And then, you know, I was hoping to work with Kieran and Nick in terms of getting that data in a format, you know, generating the report in a way that it would be helpful for everyone. And I guess that's something that we need to talk about, is whether, you know, the ad hoc group would be willing to just accept the data if I present it, or, you know, how would it be an annex to the report? Do I need to, you know, submit it separately to the council? Just kind of what is believed to be most effective there?
Okay. I would intend to include it in an overview of it in the document, and then annex with all the results, much like the overall RFI.
All right. The one thing I have noticed is that, at least to the extent that I've been able to pull them up, there aren't the same issues with the comments as there are with the general one, in the sense that, you know, there hasn't been identifying information in the comments. I mean, I can, because I know who's responded and so on and so forth, I can kind of guess who said what, but, you know, it's not as if I need to contact people and say, okay, you know, can we use your name, that type of thing. So I think it'll really just be a matter of, you know, some quick validation, and then probably just doing a quick overview of it.
Okay. Do you think that can essentially be done by Monday, close of business, or is that just too fast?
I think it's unlikely, particularly if, you know, I'm going to hope to start validating tomorrow, but, you know, I have reason to believe that we're going to have a significant surge in responses in the next couple days. So, you know, I can certainly try, but I can't promise.
Okay. That's all we can ask, right? Otherwise, we'll just continue. We'll just have a placeholder for it, and maybe at least we could start a draft of the overview paragraph or so.
Sure.
Or two.
Sure.
And just so we can get that into the report for discussion as of next week. So we've got,
there is a placeholder for it in the Stromae report, by the way.
All right.
Right. We've got just two more weeks until our report is due to the council. So, all right. Any other questions for Christina or otherwise on the IPC's RFI? Okay. Moving through the action items from last week, Danny Younger's not on the call. I know we haven't heard from Paul Sahara yet still, you know, about the zone file information, so we're basically just waiting for Danny to put together a brief paragraph or so of what he was intending to do with that data, had it been provided. On the request for additional registry data from VeriSign, we have no further word since last week. Essentially, they were hoping to get us a response by today, but it has not come. Christina, back at you on the UDRP providers. Is there
sure.
anything you'd talk about on that today?
Just to update, well, I posted last night that I was reaching out to everyone. We've gotten permission from ADN-DRC to make their response public. I've heard back from both LIPO and NAF, and as hoped, they said, no, we don't have any questions, and by the way, we're still working on it, so we'll need a little bit more time. So I anticipate that we'll have those back probably this time next week.
Great. All right. And essentially, for that, we're not really, I guess we would like to summarize and give a brief overview of the responses we get, but otherwise we're just going to annex the responses.
Yeah, assuming that you know, everyone signs off on making them public, and frankly, you know, I had been of the view that I'd rather make sure, at least for now, that we get something back before I start pushing to make it public. So I haven't really broached that issue with the two providers that we haven't gotten results back from. I mean, if the view of the group is that I should go ahead and do that now, I'm happy to do that. I was just kind of trying to hope. I was hoping to maximize our return, frankly.
All right. Does that make sense to me? So hopefully we'll get some information and we can do some quick follow-up about making it public, but we have a little bit of time on that still. All right. Thanks, Christina. Let's just get to number 6 message from last week for now, because we talked about that next. But Jonathan, anything further on the registrar's legitimate uses?
On the straw man polls, I think I'll submit the responses that I got to the list just so they're considered. But I got an email out to the registrar constituency encouraging people to, you know, submit the RFI, and that there was a question that they could enter information about the uses of AGP so that they could indicate if it would, you know, if there would be a breakage, an unforeseen consequence of removing the AGP altogether, as opposed to maybe some of the other cost structure disincentives to tasting. But that's the update.
Okay. So thanks. So essentially, you might have something to put into the report separate, but for the most part, this issue is being dealt with by the RFI responses.
It should be. I would be grateful if you could just leave a placeholder where I think there's going to be two or three different ways that people use the AGP. I don't know how we'll do it for the proprietary uses that are not tasting related. However, it may just be that we state that there are proprietary uses that would be business impacts. But if you would be so kind as to leave a placeholder within this
document. It's here now already, yes.
Okay.
It's 4.3.
Can I just ask for some clarification about that, Jonathan? Would it be possible to get some detail? Simply because I'm a little bit I'm uneasy with the idea of having information in the report that basically says, you know, a number of registrars reported that they use the AGP for proprietary business reasons, but they're not going to tell us what or why.
Well, what they would do is say that they're unrelated to the current tasting initiative.
Okay.
It may be the best we can get, unfortunately, but, you know, what they'll be putting in is things like, you know, they'll vet what they can, where
sure.
it's monitoring
sure.
or something that's, you know, affects the ongoing security and stability of their provisioning system so that they can service registrants. But, you know, there may be some business uses that they are doing that are unrelated to tasting that they're just not willing to share, but would say that this would impact their business. I'll try to find a way. I'm willing to vet that with you off list.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would just encourage that to the extent that we can get, you know, the greatest degree of not candor but specificity while still trying to preserve the proprietary business aspect of it. I mean, in other words, and I don't know if there's a way to kind of describe generally what they're doing as opposed to just saying proprietary business persons. I think that that might be viewed with skepticism, and that I would hate for that input that you've gone to the trouble to collect to be kind of called into question because it's so vague.
I think that's a point I've made so many times to you that I completely overstated it. So, of course, and, you know, if it's completely subjective, anything that's completely subjective completely belongs off this paper. So if it's possible to clarify it, you know, without disclosing the proprietary nature of it,
right,
but explain to some degree how it connects to AGP, then I will do that.
Right. And just to give you an example, I mean, you know, in the trademark context in the U.S., when you seek an extension of time to use a mark, you have to provide a reason as to why. And something as vague as, you know, something like product research and development, you know, that tends to be a little bit too vague, but something just slightly more specific is perfectly acceptable. So to the extent that you could, you know, kind of...
Well, okay. It completely makes sense.
Yep. I think, Christina, we just have to take what we get from them.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then,
no,
and
absolutely.
We'll ask for
absolutely.
More details
absolutely.
If we think we need it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And I don't.
And I realize that there's a certain point at which you give so much description that it's no longer proprietary business information.
Well,
you
run into a situation like, you know, for example, I think Microsoft recently submitted a patent application for some sort of an algorithm they were using, and it pretty much, the patent application became public record, and it gave out a lot of the trade secrets that they were going to be using.
Oops.
So that's the concern on behalf
of...
I certainly
understand that.
Okay.
The margins are so low for some of the registrars that any competitive advantage they have is, considered a sort of a business secret. But that said, it should stand to the light of day. What happens, though, in the registrar world is registrar A comes up with a good idea, and then registrars, A or B through, triple Z go clone it before, patents or things could be filed. So that's the concern.
Yeah. No, understood.
All right. Obviously, you don't want anybody to divulge proprietary information, but we are going to need some level of detail in order for it to have any real impact. So, Jonathan, I'm going to leave it up to you to come up with a first draft of Section 4.3 on this, okay?
I will take that. Thank you.
All right. By Monday or Tuesday morning latest, if that's okay.
No, would that be irrespective of whatever came in the RFI?
Yeah, for now, because you're not going to have that information yet. So.
Yeah. Well, would whatever pieces come in from the RFI, would it be possible to get answers to those questions like what Nick and Olaf were provided? Because I think that might actually help me put some structure into that section.
Well, to the extent that we see something, that we'll try to keep that in mind. I mean, it's pretty much a sea of comments that we swim through. So, right. I mean, first of all, I think Paul has submitted comments, but none of that nature on the... by email, so that's accessible through the ICANN website. I can think of that's readily accessible, but you can check out Core's response, perhaps on the ICANN website.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, Jonathan, obviously, once we get the summary of the data and the actual results, statistical results from the data, you're going to have a chance to amend the text accordingly in the report. I just want to, basically get you to start working on the text.
Okay.
For that section.
I will take that on. The registrar.
Has anybody, I guess we're now talking about the straw man report, has anybody had a chance to look at it and have anything they want to discuss about this generally right now? Otherwise, I would like to spend a few minutes on the terms of reference issue again, specifically. Does anybody have any other questions about any of the other sections of this report? Okay. I think I've got a pretty good handle on it and what it's going to look like as of early next week. So the one issue we should talk about now, then, is the terms of reference issue. We started talking about it last week. And I think we're going to go back to our constituencies and try to take the temperature and figure out where people are on that issue. Basically, whether we should do draft terms of reference, and if so, what they should look like. Does anybody want to have any comments on that right now? Okay. Beautiful. then I guess that will go along with the rest. I'll draft something up as a first draft for everybody to chew on, and we can discuss it on the next call. But essentially, I'm thinking that we should provide draft terms of reference. Of course, they may or may not be accepted by the council. They could be modified by the council. So I think it was part of our charter for this group, for lack of a better word. To consider drafting them and to actually draft them if the group agreed. I'm not hearing any strong opposition to including a draft, so I'll work towards that. Further research is another issue and possible next step that we've put as a placeholder in the report. I'm wondering if anybody has any thoughts specifically on that at this point, again, without seeing the draft report and all the RFI responses, but if anybody's thinking of anything in particular that should go on after this group ends in a couple of weeks. Again, nothing. So I think the one area I thought of there is, of course, the zone file information and the registry information that we've tried to get and have not been able to get. I think that there could be some further studies of that information. So I'll draft up a couple brief paragraphs or sentences on that and send it around with the rest of the draft. All right, everybody. Does anybody have any other issues they wanted to discuss today? Otherwise, I don't want to talk anymore, and we'll close the call. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for the time. Obviously, the next couple of weeks are going to be a little bit bigger of a time suck for everybody because we're going to be needing to digest quite a bit of information and turn a rough draft report into a final report over the next couple of weeks. So thanks in advance for the help on that. And I will aim to get everybody a draft around by Monday latest.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you.